Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Its for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single-story display home in the state. Distinctivehomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, it's an exciting day to be in Adelaide, Roo. It's finally here.
It's finally here, right? It's game day. You can't wait for the whole day to get happening and get into tonight. I think everyone who's got any connection with the game tonight is a bit nervous and a bit edgy and just wants to fast forward until about 7:20 and just to see if Adelaide are going to rock up and do what they hope they're going to do, and that's win and get into a grand final.
Yeah, indeed. Now, we've got tickets to give away all morning.
Yep, every hour we're giving away tickets today. So three doubles to give away today to tonight's sold-out clash. There was tickets released again yesterday. They were snapped up, so it's going to be a huge crowd. Some people are saying the biggest crowd ever to Adelaide Oval. Whether that happens or not, we'll find out. But the weather's going to be magnificent. 29 degrees in Adelaide today. They're talking beautiful. Low 20s. At game time, so that's going to test the players as well. If we saw cramp in that Port West Coast game a couple of weeks ago, I wonder whether we'll see some cramp tonight. But it's going to be an absolute ripper game. I can't wait. And we've got a full show to lead into it today.
Plenty of other things happening as well. Roo, later on this morning, we're going to update what happened yesterday. I'm just so proud to be part of this show and to see what our listeners and what our clients associated with Triple M did. After we spoke to Jodie Pike about Kickstart for Kids, what an amazing response.
It was an amazing response. We only threw the lines open and $26,000 later, I think.
Plus money online. That's just what we took here in phone calls in 20 minutes. But then Ian Stills reported to us that a lot more online at their website as well.
So we'll have a chat about that later. Bruce McAvaney's joining us. We got the week that was. We got Billy Brownless as well. And Lawrence Mooney's going to join us. So a big, big day.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And as I said, stay with us throughout the morning. We've got tickets to give away to tonight's sellout prelim final. It's Ruined Its here on Triple M thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Ruined Its for breakfast. First, 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, about a week ago, I gave a little bit of a rant about this same-sex, plebiscite, whatever we're calling it, referendum. I don't even know what the right term is. A postal vote.
Postal vote.
And about the fact that if you don't vote yes, you're ostracised in this country. And I've just found it all a bit unfair. And the campaigning of both sides really has been outrageous. It's almost violent. And in fact, yesterday it did turn to violence with our former Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
He wasn't very good at it, I've got to say, but he did make contact. The only damage was a very, very slightly swollen lip.
So, Liverpool kiss.
Got headbutted.
Yeah, so Tone is walking along a street in Hobart and some blokes laid one on him. Now, that to me just sums up everything that I think has been happening. It's out of control. And I go back, I really do blame now Malcolm Turnbull and the entire government for making this happen. For
well, they
God's
should have
sake.
Made a stance on it.
For God's
That's
sake.
That's what you're employed to do. That's why, you know what, everyone's getting angry about it and frustrated about it, like really angry and really frustrated. And it's taking away what's the right way of saying it? I'm going to vote yes just because I want and you said the same thing, just because you want the people to be happy, the gays and lesbians out there. You want them to be able to do what they do. But it has turned into a political argument at times as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it shouldn't have even been our choice. Sorry. Why do I have to vote on it? Like, I'll say this again, and we've talked about it 50 million times. If I live in a street and next door to me are a couple of gay people, and if they want to marry or whatever, it will not change my life.
And that's why I'm voting yes.
And yet if there's a couple across the road that say, I'm very, very religious and I don't like, good on you. You don't have to like it.
That's why they should be able to vote no.
Correct. And you don't have to like it. And if you do like it, you do. And if you want to go to church every Sunday and say, I'm against it, we're a religious group, good on you. I don't stop you doing that either. All of us have got that choice.
People are getting really angry, aren't they?
I'm frustrated. We're getting frustrated
now. They are.
I'll tell you who's getting real frustrated. And gee, I'm sorry, but I had to side with this last night. Have a listen to Sam Newman on the Channel 9 footy show.
But who in the hell are these people at the AFL who are telling the football public what they should do in their lives and who they should vote for in any political agenda? Who are you? Who gives you the right to tell people and to put on the football what people should do? For God's sake, there's a plebiscite going on in the country at the minute, the yes or no vote. What gives you the right? You are nothing more than obsequious, fawning, sycophantic political whores. You have no right to get involved in political messages. Let people go to the football and do what they want to do. Just watch the game.
Now, I am 100% in agreeance. For God's sake, I've said this before, just run the game of football. Stop telling people what to do. And, Roo, the gay people listening will say, but we've been ostracised all our lives, and I agree with them. So, therefore, Malcolm Turnbull, open slather. For God's sake, just say, yes, you're allowed to do it. And I want to make a comparison here, Roo. If I shoot my next-door neighbour, I mean, that's against the law. That's murder. Surely laws should be different, such as I said before, if my next door neighbours want to marry each other and they're of the same sex, who cares? Is it changing my life or yours? No, it isn't. If you shoot the next door neighbour, yes, it does. There are laws in place. We need laws like that. But tell me we need laws that where you can't marry. For goodness sake, what are we on about?
Yeah, well, that's why we hoped that it was going to get changed, and that's why probably a lot of people were hoping it does change, Dit. So.
But it's just causing angst, and it's been a, well, I'm sorry to use this word, it's been a shit fight from day one.
Yeah, no, it has. And that's what a lot of people were worried about was going to happen. I remember reading about that one of the early days. It's going to get people aggressive and turning on each other, and that's what's happening now. We've still got bloody ages to go.
I know.
We've still got ages to go, and people are just starting to come out and say what they feel, whether it's companies or footy clubs. Like Carlton come out and said it and got absolutely slammed, which is, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's causing arguments among families, among friends.
The only way you can get through reasonably unscathed in a lot of situations is vote yes, and then the AFL... Well, not vote yes, but say you're encouraged yes, and then they get yelled at for like you or Sam Newman or whatever yesterday. So,
and then again, if you don't say yes, you get headbutted.
No, they say they would have said AFL against the yes campaign.
Yeah,
that's what the headline would have been. And so it'll happen in the next few weeks.
How did they not foresee this? Honestly. Anyway, let's talk about another cheery topic.
We're probably annoying everyone talking about it right now.
That's right. But apologies. Just quickly, the latest on North Korea, because there will be a daily update about this, because we are watching. I'm pretty happy about this too. Yesterday, so China, who really only been their biggest ally, China have now come out and said, we will cease trade with North Korea. The EU, the European community have. The United Nations voted on it as well. And of course, the US. So
cease trade.
Yep. So they will slowly get strangled. They won't get things like food imports, you know, major food from around the world. You're talking fuel and gas and all of that sort of thing.
I wonder how long that'll take to really start hurting at least the top people, because I don't think you're worried too much about the normal people.
But it will hurt their population, though. If they're without major supplies, that will really hurt. Yeah, don't
know. A couple of weeks, 2 months.
Sooner than that. I mean, fresh food is quite instant, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what they grow there or if they grow anything. So at least they've done that. That's the first time that... So China, are they on board?
China's major central bank, which is the government, they said to the central
cut
bank,
off funds.
We will cut off funds now. We will not support any North Korean businesses moving forward.
You would have thought if he's half organised, thinking that these sanctions might come, that he's stocked up to the eyeballs.
Don't know.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
The week that was is becoming a real highlight on this show. These are the highlights, the lowlights, the silly things that happen on this show all week.
Game on. Welcome aboard. The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, Triple M are running a contest where you have to tell a dad joke to win tickets to the Crows final this week.
Let's go to Seaford. G'day, Stuart.
And we learned sometimes in an effort to tell a joke...
Let's hear it.
You can become the joke.
What did the bra say to the hat?
No, what?
You got to go ahead. I got to glue these two a lift.
Hang on. Righto, Stuart.
Take
let's
two.
Just make up.
Take two.
G'day, Stuart from Seaford. How are you, mate?
Good on you, boys. What did the bra say to the hat?
What did the bra say to the hat?
You go on ahead. I got to give these two a lift.
Very good. Well done.
He got there in the end.
Stuart. You idiot.
You idiot.
Thankfully, Ray from Henley Beach came on straight after to show us how it's done.
What's yours, Ray?
Did you hear about the man that had five penises?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, his underpants fitted him like a glove.
That's a five-star joke. One for every... Number four. We learnt there's a new survey out of Britain all about pet lovers.
About a third of them let their pets into the bathroom when they go to the loo.
My dog would come into the bathroom when everybody can't stand the smell.
Yeah. What else does your dog do?
Oh, he sleeps with us.
Does he watch?
Yeah, he watches, yeah.
Oh, no.
We're an inclusive family.
Does he sort of nod his head in, you know?
He doesn't hold up scorecards or anything like that, no.
Number three, Pete Hellier was on, and we learned he's very concerned about Billy's welfare.
What exactly are you doing to your dog? Yeah. Disturbing rumours going around about you and your dog.
Very disturbing. Oh, look,
he sleeps with us. He watches us, you know, when we have a cuddle. He's got a Port Adelaide membership. I don't know, which story are we? Which one do you want to go with?
I thought him watching you have your cuddles was bad enough. The Port Adelaide membership is disturbing. Do you talk to your dog? How do you talk to your dog, Bit?
My dog, Billy, thinks that normal English is always in slur. Because that's about the only time I talk to him is when I come home late.
Oh, you're going to be pissed off.
Oh, Billy. Come here, Billy. Oh, God, Billy. I love you, Billy.
Come down the spare room with Daddy.
It's a dog's life. Number two, The Bachelorette was on.
Last night, Bachelorette started. This is the Sophie Monk show on Channel 10.
Yep. And we learnt Roo and Dits weren't too impressed with the names of some of the contestants.
Let me run you through this garbage. This is un-Australian. What are parents out there bloody thinking? Here are the blokes. Apollo.
Amazing.
Apollo.
Nice to meet you.
How you feeling? Do me
Strike.
A favour. Bingham.
Get stuff.
Who calls their kid Bingham?
No.
Eden.
Ooh, that's a stretch.
What's your name?
Jefferson.
No.
Jordan. But of course, Jordan has to be spelt with a U. So J-O-U-R-D-A-N.
Oh, I'm Jordan.
Come
So it's not
on.
Just Jordan. It's Jordan with a U. And cop this one. McCain.
Ah, McCain. You've done it
this
again.
This bloke's name is McCain.
Oh,
what a stupid lineup.
They may have stupid names, but they're smart blokes. Isn't that right, Jefferson?
I always thought that there would be one douche. Like, would they just put a douche in?
What do you mean by douche?
Well, just a guy that would, like, be a bit of a douche.
Spoiler alert, mate. You are the douche.
Yeah.
Number one, Mick Molloy was on, and we learned about a strange family in the UK.
A father has unveiled a sex robot he let sit on the sofa with his children and join him in the bed with his wife. And this was debuted this week on English TV.
She can talk about animals.
But at some point, they're going to go, I'm now old enough to realise that Daddy has sex with Samantha.
This is a sex robot that looks like a woman. Imagine your wife coming home and finding you in the bedroom with the jumper leads out.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry!
Yeah. Need to grease an oil change. Yeah.
That's right. Where's your girlfriend? Down at Auto-Tunes.
She's up on blocks.
This has got Father's Day present written all over.
Oh, yeah.
Forget that leaf blower. Or maybe not. Maybe attach the leaf blower.
Yeah.
And you are away.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, Rude, do we do anything sensible on this show?
Not a lot. But absolutely brilliant stuff there. Thanks, Sammy, who helps us out.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Ah! Pressure point! Pressure point!
Ruin Dits, $1,000 pressure test.
Friday, on a Friday, on a massive, massive football day in Adelaide. Let's see if we can give someone $1,000.
I can see money going off today. Righto. Let's go to Virginia, the home of money. G'day, Paul.
Good morning, Roo. Good morning.
Still cash everywhere out at Virginia, is there, Paul?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Cash only,
good,
thanks.
Good,
cash only.
Good. All right.
Hey, now, Paul, what are you doing today?
What am I doing today? I'm waiting. I'm a courier. I'm waiting to get a job.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, cool.
So what sort of things do you normally carry around? It's all legal, isn't it?
And I work for ACET.
Oh, good cool. stuff. All right.
Hey, have you been to Adelaide Oval before, Paul?
Oh, a few times, yes.
Okay, righto. Close your eyes and visualise yourself at Adelaide Oval and give me 10 names of bars or grandstands with sportsmen on it.
Neil Curley. Max Bashir.
Yep.
Graham Corns Bar.
Yep.
The Audi Bar.
Well, that's not a name keep of a going, sportsman.
Keep going, keep
Kerry.
Yep. Yeah, Petty Kerry.
Wanganeen. Mm-hmm. No, he's on a bar.
Yes. Yeah, he's on the grandstand.
Yep.
Mickey. McGarry Bar, that's right, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a bar. Oh, come on.
Me?
Oh, the Root Bar.
Oh, just trying to help you. Right.
All right, Paul.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
That's close.
All right, you did all right there, well Paul, but we have we got a consolation prize there, guys?
We've got tickets to Paul Kelly at the Entertainment Centre. Paul Kelly coming to town soon. And in fact, we might hear from Paul Kelly too, because he's got a bit of, we're going to play some footy songs.
Yeah, let's do one right now, Dits.
Why don't we? Just to get us in the mood.
I was driving to work this morning and they had a brilliant song that you hear around the Olympics. I had the window down, I had the song up flat out, and we need to do it now for the people driving into work.
Right, eh?
Let's put a footy song on.
Here we go.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games is all about positivity. The episodes aim to inspire, to motivate, to get you up and get you out there. And no man does this better than West Indian cricketer Darren Sammy.
My mom always ensured that she made us understand that, you know, be content but with what you have. But that doesn't mean that you cannot aim to be better, because you could always be better in life. But don't be greedy, don't be content. So yes, I didn't have the best shoes, but you know, every day we found something to eat. There was something on the table, whether it be the dry bread with water or you flour and milk. We found something to eat. We survived.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its thanks to Distinctive Homes. Well, I know it's all about the Crows here. It's Crow Mania. What's it like in Melbourne, though? Let's get Lawrence Mooney on. How are you, Moons?
I'm very well indeed. A little bit disappointed overnight that the yes vote took a bit of a backward step when somebody headbutted Tony Abbott. The most disappointing thing is they missed and only got his lip. I mean, if you're going to give someone the Liverpool kiss, being a boy raised by Liverpudlian parents, I mean, and he had the opportunity to pull the hand in too and really land one. But, a mistimed headbutt is a disappointment for everyone.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It
lucky,
is.
Lucky Tone didn't fight back.
Oh, big Tone. He's won two rounds at Oxford. He's got a blue in boxing, so he can go.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he won two heavyweight bouts at Oxford.
Wow.
In the first round. So out of the corner, boomf, both times knocked the guy out.
Wow.
So when Tone unloads, like, look out. He's not just riding a bike and just swimming across the harbour.
Right.
I mean, the guy can handle himself. Wouldn't it be nice if Jones had have just reacted and gone, oh, yeah? What else have you
Imagine
got?
Imagine him laying the bloke out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes vote, should have. No
anyone,
vote.
If anyone tried to headbutt me, I reckon I'd give something back, Dits.
Well,
you're
within your rights, I think.
Oh, I think you
well,
are.
Well, I think, yeah. If,
especially
if the,
a headbutt, because you don't see it coming. That's the ultimate bloody king hit, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, it is really. You know, it is a bit of a coward punch. And also, the guy went to shake his hand, so it's done the dummy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Very sneaky. Oh.
Very sneaky indeed. But it's just not good, people. You know, keep your foreheads to yourself. It's a very dangerous weapon.
Moons, but, Crow-mania here. Tell me about Richmond mania.
Well, Melbourne is just frothing with Bogans who barrack for Richmond. They're just coming out of everywhere. Mick Molloy is leading the charge. He's been on the front of the paper every day this week. And my wife, last night, she revealed to me that she was a little bit nervous. And I thought, please, Richmond, you've got to win this. Because as you know, guys, first wife, second wife, and both daughters, and my brothers, all barrack for Richmond. I'm surrounded by Tigers.
And so you've got a really tight family, haven't you, Moons?
Yes, indeed. They all go to the football together. I'm just left at home. Everybody. Lou and my first wife, Rebecca, go to the football together. I don't know what they talk about at the football. Probably me.
Yeah. You've got to get the pasher in there as well to make it really get the circle happening, Moons, all right, if you can.
All right. Alex from the Dunnies at Terry.
Yeah.
I don't know who she barracks for. We didn't get that far in the conversation.
She barracks for Moons.
Room.
Hey, Moons, we got to go, mate. Have a great weekend. I hope for your
all
sake.
About the passion.
I hope for your sake. She hasn't. She rings us every day. So when's Lawrence on?
Paternity suit.
Hey, we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend. See you.
Lawrence Mooney.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Channel 7's live and free coverage from 7 o'clock tonight, Roo. Prelim final night in Adelaide. The whole town is abuzz. And leading the team on 7, Bruce McAvaney. Bruce, good morning.
Dits and Roo doesn't get any bigger than this, does it, for our town anyway?
It's good. Oh, maybe if we get through tonight it will, Bruce. But I tell you what, prelim final weekend is arguably the biggest weekend and the best weekend of football. I woke up this morning with a bit of spring in my step. How do you wake up today with you knowing you've got a massive weekend in front of you?
No, same as you, Roo. I mean, you know it's different, don't you? You just feel like it's just an incredible day. And as you say, that it's one of the great weekends. And it, you know, the if you win, you go to the grand final. If you lose, you're done. Mm. And you're done so quickly. And, you know, Saturday morning, this whole town will feel different tomorrow if Adelaide win or if Adelaide lose. So, yeah, no, massive. And as I said earlier, look, for South Australia, this is the biggest match we can have. We don't have the grand final. We've got our own SANFL grand final on Sunday, and that's terrific. And it's a big event. But this is the biggest footy match now we can have in this town. A prelim at the Adelaide Oval, and we've got it.
Is it a 50-50 game, Bruce, or is it more in the Crows' favour than that?
Look, I reckon if it was in Geelong, I'd pick Geelong. Wow. And it's in Adelaide. It's one of those games. It's just, I think it's 52 or 55-45. I'm picking Adelaide. I won't be surprised if they lose, but I think they'll get home. I do. Couple of big outs, you know, Smith and McGovern. Yeah. I guess Cam Guthrie's a big out and he's been out for 2 weeks now. He's a big out, I reckon, for Geelong. But, no, I think it was very important that Adelaide won in round 18. Had they not had that second crack at Geelong this year, but they did. Interesting selection, guys. You know, Otten is a... God, he's had a good year and he does three things, but they have slowed the team down slightly by picking him and it's going to be a pretty warm night. So, yeah, it's an interesting selection and he deserves his place, but I wondered whether they'd go for a little quickness instead.
Yeah, I think the flexibility of Otten, he can play back, he can play forward, he can play in the ruck, so any injuries, he can cover them. He played 18 of 19 games, Bruce, in the middle of the year when McGovern was injured and Jenkins was injured early. And he kicked quite a few goals, so he can take a mark. He's a smart footballer. I don't mind the move. I was more in the Miller camp earlier in the week, but what more that I've thought about it, it makes sense from a safer option, doesn't it?
It does. And look, Harry Taylor, look, he may be a match for Harry Taylor if Harry Taylor is a swing man tonight because he... You know, Taylor's not quick either. No, look, Andy's done a great job. We all love the guy. I mean, what he's gone through. But it was a big call. And look, Cockatoo's a bigger call. I mean, this is a massive risk. I mean, I reckon two games I've called this year, he's been off a quarter time. Now, he's a star. He's a star. The most positions he's ever had in a match is 15, but he doesn't need many. He's a bloke that, you know, if he gets 10, kicks 2 and puts a big tackle on, you remember him, don't you? But it's a big risk. It's a massive risk to be playing him.
You're the stat man, Bruce. He's played 65 minutes of football in 13 weeks.
Gee.
We're worried about Adelaide playing one match in 26 days. Mm. I mean, yeah, I know. It's a really big call. Apparently, Lingy and these guys, you talk to Cam and that. I reckon Geelong have planned for this. So it's not just a whim. So they've sort of set him up. So, I mean, we're all going to be watching what impact he can have and whether he can play the game out. So a couple of big calls at selection last night.
Bruce, the bloke that's been much maligned this year is Motlop, but gee, didn't he jump out of the blocks in their last game?
He did. I mean, he really did. I've seen him play a couple of good games this year. He was terrific early in the year against Hawthorn. But he is a guy that he looks lazy. He looks lazy when he's not playing well. He didn't look lazy last week. I mean, that
he was dynamic.
The whole team
was.
Weren't they? Apparently,
yeah, they were.
Apparently, Chris Scott said to them, do you boys want to go out? How do you want to go out? Basically saying, man up, you blokes. And it looked like he really gave them a prod and they come out breathing fire and they smashed Sydney at their own game. So I think whatever side can do that tonight will probably win. If they both do it, we're going to have a hell of a contest and that's what we want to happen and that's what you'd expect to happen. We had Tex in here the other day, Bruce. He said the Crouch boys are like two aggressive dogs on a leash at the moment. They just want to be let free. And someone asked...
Hey, Roo, how do you reckon the Selwood boys are feeling right now?
Exactly right. It's going to be a battle of the junkyard dogs there. So yeah. Should
hey,
be
Bruce,
a cracker.
We need to move on quickly. Will Richmond get up in the other game?
It's a bit the same. If it was in Sydney, I'd pick the GWS. Wow. I think they will. They're manic pressure. I'm thinking Adelaide will play Richmond next Saturday afternoon at the MCG.
It'll be huge. Bruce, have a great night tonight on Channel 7.
See you guys.
Well done. Cavani, Channel 7's live and free coverage from 7 o'clock tonight. We will all be glued to this one, no doubt about it.
Magic stuff, and I love listening to Bruce in the big games.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
I was just going to say, you know, in history and time, you've had, at the moment, we've got North Korea, South Korea, you know, we've had conflict in the Middle East, we've had East versus West, we've had the Cold War, and we've had Port and Glenelg.
Port and Glenelg.
I was sat at lunch yesterday, the Carbine Club lunch, and I'm watching Chad Corns up on stage, all that. How on earth did this bloke get the coach? Port Adelaide in a grand final.
He's
it's
probably
amazing.
Trying to work that out right now. Let's get him on. The Magpies coach and former Port Adelaide champion, Chad Corns. Good morning, Chad.
Morning, guys.
Oh, you're pumped up. I just said, well, I was listening to that song. Chad would be on the other end. He'd be going, he'd be ready to get out there and absolutely get stuck into someone.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song since the early 90s, and it takes me back to the time when Dad was coaching the Crows and around that 93 prelim. So, yeah, great song and good memories from it.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic achievement by you to get Port into a grand final on Sunday. Obviously, really looking forward to that game against Sturt.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited, as are all the boys. Seems like it's been a long time, you know, coming, having the week off. So, you know, Sunday can't come quick enough, but... Credit to the boys. They've had a really good year, in some great form at the moment, as are Sturt. So, should be a good game.
Bloody typical Port Adelaide. You've stacked the side full of AFL players. Bonner, Howard, Marshall, Need.
We're playing by the rules.
Unbelievable, Chad.
And we're just doing what we're told by
the
AFL.
Exactly.
I'm surprised SNFL haven't taken a heap away from you. But anyway, what about tonight's game as well, Chad? How do you see the Crows and Geelong unfolding?
Well, it hurts me to say it, Roo, but you guys will win, and you're going to end up winning the whole thing.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, Jesus.
No, like, seriously, you're the best team that I've seen all year, and I just can't see how you're going to get beaten in either game. So, yeah, I'll have to leave the country for a couple of months after that happens.
Ditch is just slouching in his chair here at the moment, Chad, after you said that.
I've rented a hut in Antarctica.
Yeah,
sold out, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, I was saying earlier, quite seriously, you know, watching you on stage yesterday at this lunch, it made me think, and I already said this at 6 o'clock, but you got Foss Williams and his family in this town. You've got the Oaties, what they achieved. I mean, quite seriously, you can be in that bracket. Look at what your father has done, your brother Kane, and yourself. I mean, for you to coach in a grand final, if you to win it, your family is becoming one of the great footy dynasties in this town.
Yeah. Hard for me to comment on it. I definitely wouldn't compare us to the Williams or the Otis or anything like that. It's a different position for me having this role because, you know, obviously a lot comes from the power side of things, and like a lot of credit for how the boys are prepared and how they train, you know, come from the power coaches too. So I can't take too much of the credit for getting these boys into the grand final. It's the boys have done all the hard work along with so many other coaches at the club. So.
Well, can I ask you about your dad? It must be hard for him not to try and help you and say, you know, give you some advice about coaching in a grand final.
Yeah, I've said it a fair bit this week. We don't talk too much footy, to be honest, but he gives some advice every now and then, and he did give me some advice after the first Sturt final. If we were to play them again, he would do this, and it actually made a bit of sense. Yeah. So we'll see if we can use that on Sunday, but, you know, he's very old school dad, obviously, so doesn't see the modern game as well as, you know, obviously as he once did. So, you know, he's interested about various players and individual players, but as for advice on game plan and stuff, we don't talk about that too much.
Good luck Sunday, Chad. Absolutely brilliant, and I think the whole state's looking forward to that clash as well. There'll be 40,000 at Adelaide Oval, so good luck with that one. Hey, you sent me a text this morning. You said you had a double to go to the footy tonight, and you weren't going to go because you're going to study for the game on Sunday, not because you don't want to watch the Crows win. and you said you want to give them away to someone who deserves them out there, someone less fortunate than a lot of people, and we're lucky enough.
Which is very nice of you.
Yeah, fantastic. And we deal with Peter Carey, old Glenelg superstar, and he runs a business called Youth Opportunities, who look after kids that are sort of struggling in their high school years and sort of gives them a bit of support in their lives. And he, we rang him, and he's got a couple of kids that he wants to give the tickets to, okay? So we're going to give them to them, and they're going to enjoy a night at the footy on you. We think that's fantastic,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, well done, Chad.
Thanks very much for that.
No problem at all, guys. And, I went to the first final that you guys smashed GWS. And that was really hard to watch for me, Ruth, so there's no way I was going to get myself out again.
Good
so
stuff.
I'm glad that we can give it to someone who really will appreciate it and enjoy the night. So
well done, Chad.
Well done, Chad, and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. See
there you go. Isn't that nice?
No, it's fantastic.
Great gesture.
Great lad, Chad Corns. He was the barometer when we used to play against him, and he'd be fired up for a great September. Hey, Lawrence Mooney's going to join us, and then we're going to give away more Crows tickets after that.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
This is something I wish I could do, Roo, at 7:44 in the morning, but accents at the drop of a hat. We've found this bloke because everyone's viewing this online. In fact, he's had 36 million views, would you believe? He's a Pommy bloke, and I saw him yesterday on Channel 7 Sunrise as well. Very funny. We thought we'd get him on just to see exactly what he can do. Let's go to the UK right now. Kai Lewis, good morning.
G'day, Australia. How you going?
Yeah, good, Kai. Now, Kai, tell us first of all, let's talk to the real Kai. Where are you from and how did you get it? What made you do this?
Well, it was a question of getting out of detention at school, actually. I realised, not that I got in detention, but I did realise when I was quite young at school that I could do impersonations of the teachers. And so in England, what happens when you get detention is you have to go to your form teacher to do the detention.
Mm.
And I'd go to the form teacher and he'd be like, okay, I'm thinking, right, we're going to sit here for half an hour doing lines or you know, some kind of mathematical equations, or I could just get out of it by going, do Mr. Clark from maths. I'd do that and I'd be out.
Yeah, entertaining. That's right. Righto, let's go on a little tour around the world. This is what you do. This is your specialty. Let's go, take us to Northern Ireland. Have you got an Irishman in you?
No, I do actually. As you know, the funny thing is actually that I had loads of friends from Belfast, and when I did this, they were actually telling me that it does sound a wee bit like some people that actually I know.
All right, let's go north. Let's go to Scotland.
Scotland, I could do that as well. It depends which part of Scotland, though, because, you know, if you do actually a Glaswegian accent, you end up sounding a wee bit like Billy Connolly. Yeah. You slow it down. but then you go to Edinburgh a little bit, and it sounds a little bit more English, a little bit more Hugh McGregor than anything else.
Right.
Hey, Kai, have you been to Italy?
Yeah, I have been in Italy many times. The thing is, you cannot do in the radio because you have to show with the hands moving.
Yes.
Right now, I'm standing here and my hands is in the air.
Oh. Is there much difference between Italy and Spain? What about Spanish?
I am here in Spain, in Barcelona in this moment. And yes, again, it's very different because here in Spain, things people speak in much more emphasis, I think.
Surely you've done a bit of American with Trumpy at the moment, have you?
If you're sitting there, like in New York City, I'm like talking to my friends over here. Like I'm on a radio station. What you doing over here? I'm drinking a coffee, looking for a bologna sandwich. But actually, I have loads of friends from the deep South of America. So yes, sir, strike me down if I'm wrong. Yes, I do.
What about if we were to go to South Africa?
Yeah, bro. Again, like it's quite politically incorrect to start talking. There's certain things people have been on the news recently in South Africa, but I don't want to upset too many people, like, bro.
German?
Yeah, Germany is just so overcooked. We have a company over there. We got making dance parties, and so we were buying with the glow sticks over there with Minus One Stefan. Yeah, we do.
Now, what about good old Australia?
Yeah, give us an Aussie to finish.
Oh, Australia. Like, why is it that you? It's like you got names in Australia that we don't have back home in England.
Like what?
So you got names like Hayden and Brett and Carly. Like, where do you get these names from? And by the way, I know people called Hayden, Brett and Carly, so if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
Kai, well done, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Now, you go to @Kai_impressions and you can check Kai out, all right?
Can I just say one thing? So, because what I do is if any Aussies coming to the UK and they like football, so we've been at the Bath again tonight, we have a company, footballroadtrips.co.uk, and we take people around to watch the best football. I mean, I'm talking about football with a round ball where you play with your feet.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in watching football, then come and see us.
Brilliant. All right, that sounds great. Kai, thanks so much for talking to us. There he is, Kai Lewis, talented man.
A very, very talented man.
36 million views. That's not bad.
That's unbelievable.
Check it out, he's funny.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, thanks to Distinctive Homes. Roo, let's get Geelong's number one, man. It's all been Crowmania here
for
bloody 7 days.
He had the footy show last night, did you? Can't ring him yet.
Yeah, Billy Brownless, sorry to wake you up so early.
Oh, thanks, boys. Good show last night, too. Very happy it with was. That, with my performance. Now, and I'll be very happy with the Cats' performance tonight. Don't worry about that.
Can I just want to hit you with one word, Billy. Yep. Unsettled. You don't even know where Danger's playing. He's going forwards, he's on the midfield. Oh, yeah. You don't even know the makeup of your team going into a big game. What's going on?
Oh, so that's our worry, is it? Don't worry.
Unsettled.
The other mob are worried about that. Don't worry about that, because that's all they're talking about. Well, where's Danger going to play? Where's Danger? I'll tell you where he'll play. He'll play forward and he'll play midfield. There you go, Grove.
We don't give a stuff where he's playing, Bill.
Oh, rubbish. That's all we're talking
about.
It's
about team.
There.
Team win premierships, mate, not bloody individuals.
Did you see last week's game? It was won by a team, a magnificent
team of umpires giving free kicks that weren't there.
Zach Smith in the ruck was magnificent. Mitchie Duncan. Oh, then we had Danger up forward. And then you had, and look out this week, the Cockatoo will come back.
Oh,
the Cockatoo will clean up about four in the first quarter. He'll get rid of McGovern. Oh, that's right. He's not playing. Smith's not playing.
You're kidding, aren't you? How good is a Cockatoo with a torn hamstring? Bloody useless, mate.
He's very good. No worry. And then, what about
that's
the boys
a sign of
played?
Desperation. You're bringing him back without a game, Bill.
I'll tell you what's a sign of desperation. Blokes haven't played for about 4 years. Italia, when's the last time he played? Tex.
Italia and Tex played the last game, you goose.
It's 30
two
days.
2 weeks ago.
30 days. Blokes like to play week in, week out. They like to get some consistency with their footy. These blokes won't know what a footy is early on. So look out. Yeah. And the great record the Cats have got over there. Oh, I tell you what, we're all very
flogged last time you played
there.
You're only as good as your last game, Bill.
We're ready to go. We'll turn up there. Everyone will be, well, where's Danger playing? Where's Danger? We might even start him on the bench. We're going that well.
Are you coming over or are you scared?
Of course I am. I'll be there. Bell's on.
What, bringing over a few publicans, are you?
Oh, I've got 10 buses. I'm leading the charge.
as long as you're not
good
driving
luck getting
them.
Past the Riverland, mate. We'll have nails out in the road.
10 buses, and we're going to stop at Border Town and start having a few frothies and then look out. We'll just glide in.
You're not bussing it over, are you?
I'll be leading the bus like Princess Scylla or whatever.
Bulldust. You'd be flying over and meeting them at the airport.
I'm on the bus because that's what I am. I'm a bussy man. I'm just a common man.
Farting and burping on the bus.
Drinking frothies.
We have the tub out the window that you pee into the tub, so it just goes out the side, so you don't have to stop.
Just straight into bottles, mate. Oh. And then lock goes over.
Oh,
yeah. So, no, the Cats win. They win easy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You think you're going to come over here and beat the Crows, do you?
Yep. Mate, do you watch last week's game?
Didn't rock up, Sydney.
Hey?
They did not rock up at all, Sydney.
Oh, so that's Geelong's fault, is it?
No, but you're going
to
play.
Just make sure you're ready to go when the
Crows.
Ball. Get down to your little Crows players down there and just tell them to make sure they're ready. When the ball's bounced, they're not thinking about not playing for 30 days or Dangerfield. Just worry about getting the pill because the Cats are ready to go. Scotty Selwood will tear someone's head off.
Now, Scotty Selwood.
Licks
living off his brother's name.
Tackle.
The cross country runner.
Joel and Tom Hawk just had a spell last week.
Tom Hawk, can he still move, can he?
Oh, no, you two. It's getting boring now. Come on, wrap it up. We're on holidays.
That's right.
We'll win the SNFL Grand Final. I know you'll stay for that. Come along Sunday, watch Port Place.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And Bill, if you've still got the same number, I've just sent you through a list of the hamburger joints in Adelaide because I know you'll need somewhere to eat dinner and that.
No, all right, that's all right. Here comes the buses. I'm leading the buses. Go, you pussycats.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
See you,
Toby. 104.7 Triple M.
Rue, let's go back to yesterday. What about the reaction from our listeners, from our clients, people that weighed in? We had the coach's wife, Don Pike's wife, on yesterday, Jody, talking about Kickstart for Kids and this wonderful thing they're doing in the school holidays with these camps. Well, the reaction was enormous. And you know, when we got off air, we raised a lot of money the time we were on air. When we got off air, people were ringing you and me all day, all of our friends saying, I want to donate.
Yep.
And even, how's this? The cricket coach, Boof Lehman, who's in India, he sent in a donation after we got off. Now, how good's that?
Nah, it's just brilliant. And we've got a very generous listener base here at Triple M, and South Australia's always been supportive, but especially when such a good cause like this. We just can't believe in our own backyard there's so many kids out there who don't, let alone get breakfast. That's how Kickstart for Kids started, just giving kids breakfast so they can concentrate at school and learn better and have a great chance of having a good education and life. But Worse than that, Dits, we found out the other day that they just don't look forward to school holidays. Mm. And that's what kids look forward to. They look forward to school holidays and having fun with their families and friends and sleepovers and all that. Well, not the kids at Kickstart for Kids Help Out. They are scared of it. They don't want to be home. They don't get fed. They don't have shoes. They don't have jocks. They don't have socks. And Kickstart for Kids are now having school camps at three places throughout Adelaide so that kids who are less fortunate than most can get away and have some fun, be safe, and get the clothes and toothpaste and toothbrushes and everything they need to have a normal life.
Yep, things we take for granted. Now, the man who started Kickstart for Kids, he's a mate of ours, Ian Steele's on the line. Steele-o, good morning.
G'day, boys.
Thanks for your support yesterday.
Well,
we were blown away. And look, honestly, it just makes you feel good as a South Australian, to be honest. That's what I took out of it, that so many people out there are just so keen to help. So well done for the work you do, but hopefully all of this money can help you with these camps as well, Ian.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we raised, for the whole day, $26,000.
Really? I mean, awesome, mate.
Unbelievable. And, you know, they say that the saying, it takes a village to bring up a child. Well, you know, your community in the South Australian community is our village, and you know, they're bringing up all these children. It's fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to put all that money to future camps. So, you know, we started this time last year with one camp. We're now running three concurrently. We're going to four. And, you know, for the future, all these kids are going to get new clothes every single camp starts. Fantastic.
Steely, Dits and I got a bit emotional when we heard about this, when Jody Pike was telling us about it. And I've even spoke to Don Pike, who said he went down to one of these camps and said he couldn't actually believe what he was seeing. And we can't believe that there are kids out there in South Australia that are living like this. Without being too graphic, just tell the listeners some of the things you do encounter, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, I mean, Jody touched on it yesterday, and, you know, a lot of these kids have, you know, they've got no undies. You know, their shoes just don't fit. You know, they've all got lice, all of them.
Lice.
Every one of them's got lice in their hair. So, you know, we've had some beautiful hair salons come down, and they're going to de-lice the kids, you know, during the camps. But look, you know, most of those children have been through, you know, abuse and neglect, family violence. You know, they're traumatised when they come back from school holidays if they haven't been to Camp Kickstart. So, look, it's absolutely horrific what goes on to those kids. You know, they're starving. You know, they don't do anything during the holidays. And we get, you know, like people like, you know, Seb Packer from Bounce has said, you know, come along, I'll open up our whole facility, bring the kids
along.
Oh, you know,
how was that?
Well done, Seb.
Wallace, give us the movie theatre. You know, SAPOL,
Devastating
Police, they come down and teach the kids they're actually good people because these kids get, you know, they're indoctrinated into, the police are bad. You know, they're bad people. But, you know, they come down and actually teach these kids that they're good people and they're there to help.
Mm. Well done, Steely.
All positive
messages, yep. Well done to you. Well done to all your supporters and helpers that donate their time to help Kickstart for Kids do everything that they do. It's amazing that you're in over 200 schools and you're branching out into country regions as well, which is important. So well done to you. Well done everyone yesterday, Dits, that throw money. We talked about the 26,000, but I know heaps of people that are already going out buying clothes and they're going to take stuff down there.
And we had Terry White, for example, from the Barossa.
Yep.
We'll give you toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Yep.
All of this stuff's essential.
And boys, so we're just going to have, so everyone's, we're opening our warehouse next Thursday at 45 First Street, Brompton.
Yep.
And that's when everyone's going to come down and deliver, you know, these beautiful new clothes that these kids never, ever have. You know, these kids, I tell you, during the winter, they don't even know what a jumper or a coat is. You know, it's amazing. They're freezing all the time.
And the website, kickstartforkids.com.au.
Yep, thank you so much.
Well done, Ian. Good on you, mate.
Love you guys.
Good on you, mate. All the best.
Ian Steele, and thanks again to everyone that rang in yesterday. You're just great people.
Yep.
We love our listeners.
Well done, Triple M family. Hey, we've got another double to give away to the football tonight, but you need a couple of dad jokes.
Just something else. You do need a dad joke. Just something else while we're feeling good. What about Chad Corns this morning? Texted you at about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
right? Yep. One of the superstars of the AFL, and he said, look, I've got a double, but I'm not going to the footy tonight. And we gave his two tickets to two needy kids, because that was his idea. He said, I want two kids that need them, you know, that would never get the chance to go to the footy.
Yep.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, we gave that to Youth Opportunities, who do great work out there in the schools as well. Mm. So well done to Chad.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single-story display home in the state. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.